Only days apart and a few miles from each other, two women read the same pages from their copies of a dog-eared memoir. One found it among her mother's things. The other borrowed a reading copy from an archive. They'd highlighted passages with yellow or pink markers. Scribbled notations and a blizzard of question marks splattered foxed pages as they ruminated over the veracity of Marnie Spellman's story. At each turn of a page, they questioned the reliability of every word in The Insatiable Heart. One of the readers sought answers for things that happened when she was only a girl. The other studied the book for insight into the mind of the writer. Over and over, even when the unthinkable transpired, the book served as a guide. Then an arrow sharply pointed at their hearts, vexing and urging at the same time. My parents were running errands for the afternoon on the mainland, and my brother and I were left to work on the farm. Dad had insisted that we muck out all the stalls and, for added measure, change out the straw in the chicken coop. I detested those tasks and was sure that my parents left it for me to do while they were away, just so they'd be out of earshot when I complained. Casey was 6 at that time and, quite frankly, of very little help. That's not to say that he didn't try, but as usual, the lion's share of what needed to be done fell on me. It always did. Added to that, of course, was my mother's edict that I needed to weed the garden and clean the kitchen floor. "Until it sparkles and shines, Marnie!" I respected her. I guess it had more to do with her role than how she treated me. The sing-song quality of her commands always put me on edge. Casey told me he was tired of helping, which, of course, he wasn't really at all, and we decided to take a break by the overlook, the highest point on our property, crowned by a trio of old-growth cedars I named the Supremes after my mom's favorite musical group. I brought sandwiches and apples. Later, I'd be blamed for the choices I made that afternoon, that maybe things would have been different if I'd brought bologna instead of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that maybe the soap that Mom had made started it all. It was lavender from our own herb garden, triple milled by the both of us. And later there would be those who said it was all a lie.